This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:42. That was Electric Light Orchestra with Last Train to London. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we're joined now by Sean Tanis from the news desk for Keep in View. And, you know, over the years, we've been following our lawmakers, how they work, their antics, their arguments, their feuds when they're in parliament. And now a digital artist in Belgium has actually designed an AI tool that could help politicians focus on the issues of the day.
Yeah, so, you know, like sometimes parliament is not always the most exciting place, but for lawmakers, it should be exciting because that's what they are supposed to do, right? They are supposed to debate, do all these things. And the issue is they get distracted during the proceedings, right? So it has become quite common to see politicians like scrolling through their phones and all that. So to make sure that politicians give all the necessary attention when passing important national legislation that will affect us, so this digital artist, Dries de Pot, he has developed what he calls the Flemish Scrollers. So this is like an app or a system of sorts. So it's a basically a software that uses AI bots to analyze the live stream footage of Belgium's parliamentary sessions. And then the sessions are basically aired on YouTube. And what the software does is it will detect MPs who are on their phones and how long they spend looking at it instead of listening to their colleague. It even detects the percentage of how distracted they are. And the software will then automatically clip the footage and post it on Twitter and Instagram, and then it will tag the politicians involved and politely ask them, like, please stay focused. So, for example, if Sharmila is the MP of TTDI, then it will, like, just, dear distracted Sharmila, please stay focused. And then the footage of her looking at her phone and, like, being distracted. So, Dries basically self-funded the project, and he's also considering making the source code of the software public. He has no business interests at this point for this software, which means it could be in parliaments anywhere in the world, including Malaysia. And then we reached out to him, so he told BFM News that it didn't cost much to develop the software. However, it is running on an expensive hardware, and he has to rent a server with a powerful graphics processing unit, which costs about 1,000 ringgit per month.
So I'm just going to say straight off that I love this idea. I feel like I would watch that feed just for entertainment. And I think it also feeds into our current sentiment of wanting our politicians to do their jobs, right? But I'm thinking also, doesn't it bring up issues of misusing AI surveillance, especially if we expand this? Because really, it could be used to monitor any online meetings. And that's become quite a common thing.
Right. Yeah. So actually, the original reason for this program is to raise awareness on AI and surveillance and facial recognition. So it's to point out how easy it is for anyone to misuse this kind of technology. So Dries says that if lawmakers become the target of this kind of AI surveillance, then maybe they would be more enthusiastic about regulating it. But there's also this growing need for this kind of monitoring in parliaments across the globe. Because, for example, in Australia, a short-term trial was implemented recently to ban mobile phones, at the start of this year in their parliament, because so many MPs were on their phones. In fact, if you go on this Flemish Scrollers site, you can see a lot of Australians saying that, oh, this is great for our country, this is great for our country, and things like that. And then in Belgian parliament, right, a minister once accidentally played the tune of Angry Birds while on his phone. So I think that's not so bad, because recently we had an MP in Thailand, and also in India, they were caught watching porn. So I think you might as well play Angry Bird. I think it's not as bad as that. But I mean, these are people who are getting caught. We don't know what else happens there, right? So looking at all this, like, you know, this software could definitely be of some use. And the only tricky part is knowing whether politicians were actually attending to work-related issues on their phone, or if they were just mindlessly scrolling. But it may not work in Malaysia because parliament is not even open.
Yes, that's true. But who knows what we could see? Who knows what we could see in 5 days, guys? I don't know why everyone's being so pessimistic. Would you watch this feed? I would watch this feed.
I would. What if they are watching themselves being posted online that they are getting?
Isn't that the point, right? Because if you tag them, you want them to be not, you know, paying attention.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's true.
Yeah, but I could see some MPs kind of enjoying the extra attention as well. So you know, it really goes back and forth. But we're talking today about what can we call it? An initiative, a tool that is supposed to force politicians to focus their attention, especially when they're in parliament. Is this something that you would enjoy seeing here in our country? Let us know. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can call us 7733-2900. And of course, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.